That is the breath of Korean girl who walks alone in her own little world. From 10 yards away, I swear I could smell the breath of a Korean gal on the cell. I swear it was a recipe from hell, from the devil himself, from Satan himself. So bad is the breath of Korean girl who walks alone in her own little world. Well, to kiss her would be deadly. What the hell do Koreans eat?
Bad breath.
They're all the same. From past experience, I have suffered the same kind of fate. That is the breath of Korean girl who walks alone in her own little world.
Hey freaks, it's Monday, July 29th, 2019. Coming up on the program today, what happens when you don't wash out your love doll? You get dick infections. Plus, some weirdly pained orgasm sounds. When Gooner Baiters podcast and sticking a popsicle in your pussy to beat the heat. And your meat curtains.
I fucked my brother. I fucked him.
That's my man juice. Yes.
7 hot dogs in his ass and a stick of butter.
If you gonna suck a dick, then you suck a dick.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, hey freaks, Tim Henson back here with you for the Monday podcast. Let me ask you a question. What do you do when you're not feeling well? Do you go to work because you can't miss a day because you gotta collect that pay? Or do you stay home and take care of yourself and you say, fuck the man, I'm just another cog in the machine, they don't need me, they can get by for a single fucking day without me, I need to rest, recuperate. Well, today I'm not feeling well, I don't know what's wrong with me, I just feel off. I'm hot, I'm tired, I'm weak, it might be menopause. I think I'm going through the change. It is my birthday week. I'm another year older. On Thursday? Oh, what a horrible time to have my birthday when I'm knocking on heaven's door. I hope you'll consider giving a birthday donation to this sick little boy. Show at distortedview.com. Yes, I'm e-begging. It's the fastest growing profession in America. I'm glad to say that I got in on the ground floor. When did I start the sideshow? Back in November of 2006, I was an e-begger before e-begging was a thing. Speaking of the sideshow, oh, I do have to apologize. This past weekend, both DistortedView.com and the sideshow were down for a couple hours. I posted a brand new episode of Crude Summer, and for some reason, the show wasn't appearing in the feeds. So I tried to update some of my WordPress plugins. And that didn't work because they said that some of these plugins only work with the new version of WordPress, and I'm a few versions behind. So I tried updating WordPress, which is the program I use to post everything on my website, right? And then that program gave me an error saying, you need a new version of PHP. You're using an old version. And PHP is like server-side software. So I logged into my server, right, that control panel, and I was trying to follow the instructions to update PHP to the newest version, and I did not see where I could do that. So I contacted my web hosting people, or my server people, and they said, oh, you're running an old version of the server software, so we first need to update the server software. This is all just so I could post a show. It was like this incredible chain, right, that was broken. I had to start at the very beginning. New server software. Then I had to install the server program. Then I had to go back and install the new version of WordPress. Then the plugins. And every single thing gave me trouble. And then I had to do it all over again because I really have two websites, right? I've got distortedview.com and superfreaksideshow.com. So it was just a nightmare. So I apologize if you tried to log into the sideshow on your podcast app and it was like, hey, your username and password's wrong. It's because the server was pretty much down. All right, so I do have a bunch of audio to play for you today. Recently on the podcast, I introduced you to a sad, sad individual who is in a relationship with his anime pillow. This is a pillow with a printed picture of like an anime character on it. That isn't just about sex. As a matter of fact, in the most recent installment, this guy broke the news to his mother that he's in a relationship with an anime pillow. Today, I would like to introduce you to a much sicker guy. He is in a relationship with his love doll. This is really more about fucking the doll, and it just gets grosser from there.
Well, I've been using the love doll for about a week now, and you know in my previous video when I talked about not having to worry about STIs.
That's the best part of fucking a love doll. You know, you can raw dog it with no consequences.
When I talked about not having to worry about STIs, turns out I was wrong about that one. So it's not exactly an STI, but it's kind of similar. I think I have a urinary tract infection from using it, and that may be because, well, I haven't exactly been washing it every time I use it. It's just a bit of a pain in the backside having to wash it every single time after I use it.
I love how this guy figured out how to get an infection from a sex toy. You just let it collect cum and wait until it gets moldy. Then you just keep fucking it. I mean, I shudder to think what that sex toy looks like on the inside.
I don't really want to have to do that every time because, number one, it's pretty big. It's like carrying a baby. And, I have to take it all the way to the bathroom, put it in the sink, give it a wash. I've washed it once, but that was about 4 days after I started using it. It was really weird washing it for the first time. It kind of felt like I was either washing the baby in the sink.
Which can be hot, yes.
Or it was kind of like washing a raw chicken, a really big, fat, raw chicken.
You should try fucking a raw chicken. See what happens to your dick then.
It's just such a pain having to wash it because...
Guys, my dick got salmonella!
I use it before I go to sleep. And then after I finish, I just want to go to sleep. I fall asleep. I don't really want to carry it out of bed, take it all the way to the bathroom, give it a proper washing.
Look, I understand that. Maybe then, before you go to bed, you just jerk off. Save the love doll for special occasions or midday sexual activity. Or, you know, I know some guys don't want to hear this, but... maybe wear a condom with your love doll?
When I'm gonna use it again when I wake
up. Line it with saran wrap? I don't know.
Also, I kind of have to be alone in the house to be able to wash it. Otherwise, it would look a bit weird if my mum saw me walking up and down.
Oh, of course he lives with his parents.
In this decapitated rubber torso. So, yeah, I haven't been washing it very much, mainly because I'm really lazy, and I didn't really think it would be a big deal. So what if there's some bacteria in it? I didn't think that bacteria would really be much of a problem, because I'm covered in bacteria all the time, and it's never caused me any problems before. Also, I kind of like the smell of myself, and I like it when the doll smells like me instead of a big lump of rubber, because the rubber smell is quite strong.
What you're saying is you like the smell of crusty cum.
And I don't really find it very nice to smell rubber all the time. And I just prefer it when it smells like me. So I didn't think there'd be a problem not washing it and just letting it fester. But
fester is a good word.
Seems I was wrong about that one. Yeah, I was wrong because having some issues with my gentleman's area, the first issue would be... getting a lot of cheese build up.
Oh my god.
Even after having a shower, later on in the day, the cheese is there again.
He's so honest.
So it feels a bit itchy as well. And when I go to the toilet, when I'm doing a number one, I can definitely feel some kind of burning sensation, which isn't pleasant. Also feels like someone's pinching my tube.
Are you sure your love doll's not slutting around with other gentlemen in the area? Kind of sounds like she's cut something.
As I'm doing my number one, why am I telling you this?
Yeah, good question.
I don't know. I just thought you would like to know, and maybe it can serve as a warning to other people who...
Yeah. This is all part of a broader love doll review.
Decide not to wash
hands on,
love dogs,
or dicks in.
This is a warning to you.
All right. Okay, there we go. Be careful when you fuck your love doll. If you don't wash it out, you could get extra cheese, and it could be painful when you piss. Ta-da! Moving on now. Speaking of sex, we all know the website efucked.com, right? I've been featuring their content for years. The guy who runs it posts videos of just really disturbing sex scenes. My all-time favorite has to be the Prune Brothers clip. That's the porn scene that features an old woman who's constipated, needs some prune juice so she can take a shit, calls for some prune juice delivery, and then gets fucked by the delivery boys.
There's no prune juice?
Yeah, that's the star.
I'm so constipated, yeah!
A sex scene that is entirely based on the concept of a woman being constipated is problematic, in my opinion. Anyway, I was reading an article, actually an interview with the guy who runs eFucked, and they asked him what his favorite clip of all time was that has been featured on eFucked, and he directed us to The Orgasm of Death. He said, this is a couple that produces homemade porn, and he bought the whole collection from them and additionally paid $500. I guess that was a licensing fee so he could feature some of the clips on his website. So here is The Orgasm of Death. He's orgasming. Damn. This is just like a mega cut of him coming. Later on in the video, the guy who's coming says that he thinks he sounds like a Japanese guy when he orgasms. Right? I've got a clip here of a black man filming himself chasing after a woman. He says that she saw him in a dark alley, then decided to not go down the dark alley, and that pissed him off, because not all black men are criminals. So he's teaching a lesson to her by chasing her all the way to her house, kind of proving her point. There he's chasing her.
Come here. Scared of black people, yeah?
That's pretty menacing, right? Come here.
Come here.
You a bitch.
Scared of black people, yeah? You scared of black people, yeah?
Screaming. He's running right up to her door where she's trying to get in. A horror movie.
We are not scary. We're just normal people. Stop being fucking scared, bro. You dumb bitch.
She's like trying to explain. She's like, it's not just you. It's any man I see in a dark alley in the middle of the night.
We are not scary. We're just normal people. Stop being fucking scared, bro. You dumb bitch. Shut up, man. Dumb bitch. Dumb bitch. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, that'll teach her not to be afraid of black people. What a service this guy is providing. All right, finally, before we get into the news, you know, there are a lot of podcasts out there, hundreds of thousands, I believe. They cover a range of topics and genres. One of my favorite that I've run across over the years is a podcast called Podcasturbation, a podcast for chronic masturbators. Well, Podcasturbation's latest episode is entitled Goonie Goonie Goonie. For those of you who are new listeners to the show, a gooner is a person who masturbates wildly, ferociously, and for long stretches of time. Gooner baiters are people who masturbate for extended periods of time, like 8-hour masturbation sessions. So I think what we have here is a short Gunnar Bader Session? That kind of sounds like an oxymoron. But sometimes, you know, you want to Gunnar Bate, but you got other shit to do. You got to go to work. So he incorporates all of, you know, your standard Gunnar Bader behavior. That's like the weird noises they make. And like the chanting and the mantras of like, yeah, bait that fucking cock. Bait my dung. I'm gonna bait my dung. But, you know, only masturbates for like 10 minutes or something. So here's a little bit of the latest episode of Podcasturbation.
I have my pants open partway down. My penis, my naked penis is sticking up here. It's already nicely. I've lubricated it with Albaline. And I have a plastic ring around my testicles and penis. Testicles stick out nice and taut. The sacks are nice and taut. So I tickle them and spank them the way I like. So I'm just sitting here being a totally stupid masturbator.
You can actually hear him masturbate. What I like about this guy is he's a great podcast host. He really, you know, describes the scene since, you know, we can't see him. All we have is what we're listening to. So he talks about the state of his penis, how it's all greased up.
Probably hear me.
Gets that microphone right down next to his cock so you can hear the lube, the slicking of the lube on his penis and hand.
In the background, chirp, 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 chirp.
I forgot to mention this guy's a complete creep.
Oh, my little dicky. Oh, I'm going to get goony real fast. I can't hold my sanity any longer. I just have to goon and goon and get stupid and masturbate. Oh, I love to masturbate, my little dicky.
Yeah, I wish you would stop saying little dicky. That's a little creepy.
Are your pants down or your panties down? Are you masturbating your dickies, your pussies? I hope you all masturbate with me. Masturbate with me. Get stupid and goony with me. Love to goon with masturbators.
This is a controversial opinion. He believes that women can be gooner baiters. Some gooners say, no, you gotta be a guy. You gotta be a buddy baiter. That's the only type of gooner. I mean, we're not going to listen to this guy masturbate for, you know, 8 minutes, but let me just, you know, bop around here.
It's so much fun confessing that I'm a no-pussy masturbator, sexually incompetent, can't fuck a real woman, can't fuck a pussy.
Oh, he's got some issues.
All I can do is go jerky-jerk on my little masturbatingness.
Women are probably turned off by the fact you call your penis your little dicky.
A masturbator penis.
Told you that was
a
problem.
Wish you could see my little penis right now. It's so cute and harmless. It's too small for pussy. Oh, it feels so good. Oh, it feels good in your hand, too. I wish I could fuck your hand, pussy. Oh, yes.
Now, in the past, we've featured way more masculine masturbators. Penis! I bait my big fucking penis! Penis. This guy's like, I got a little dicky. I like to stroke my little dicky.
You let me fuck your hand. Oh. Fuck your hand like a pussy. Humpity 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 hump. Goon for you in your hand, pussy. I would love that. Oh, I would thrust and penetrate. And pretend I was fucking. Oh, pretend like a real man. Pretend I'm fucking. Oh, fuckity 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 fuck.
Repetition is very important to gooner baiters.
Fuckity fuckity fuck. I know some of you are laughing at me right now, yes. Laughing at the masturbator.
You're laughing at my little dicky.
That arouses me. And others of you are masturbating right along and gooning right along with me.
All right, let's move to the finale here.
I'm going
to
spank my testicles, too.
Well, first he's going to spank his testicles.
Not yet. Naughty testicles. Oh, I wish you were doing this, making me feel like a little masturbator. Punish me for masturbating. Spanky testicles. Ooh, they're aching. Now I'm aching. My testicles are aching for you. Oh, God, I'm starting to ejaculate. I'm going to ejaculate for you. Here it comes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Masturbate. Ooh, that was nice.
Okay. Well, that was a little anticlimactic. Especially for a climax, right? All right, so there you go. That's the latest episode of Podcasturbation. To me, he's like the clued man of jerking off. Look at the cludes. Little dicky. You know what I mean? they could be brothers. And with that, let's get into the crazy bizarre twist of the fucked up news right now. If you like Distorted View Daily, please consider supporting the program, signing up for the Sideshow, and becoming a true and honorable freak. SuperFreakSideshow.com, where you get full access to the entire archive of programs. I can't believe I'm about to say this, but we've been at the show for almost 15 years. What a milestone. It's coming up this December. I'm not quite sure if it's something I should be proud about yet or not. I don't know. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Every week we do exclusive shows just for paying members, usually on Tuesday and Thursday, which means tomorrow's program will be Sideshow exclusive. Sign up now so you don't miss a thing. All major credit cards and PayPal accepted. Plus, you get access to a special password-protected RSS feed where you can download and listen to all of the free shows and all of the exclusive content. Very cool. Works with most podcasting apps. Again, SuperFreakSideshow.com. All right. Three very quick stories, and we'll get the hell out of here. First up, we're all just miserable. Hot, sticky, and moist thanks to this incredible heat wave that is spanning the globe, it seems. Now men have found something to help them out on these scorching days.
Another scorcher.
Oh, that is one of those 90s ads that I will never forget. We've talked about it here on the show. It's a commercial for Sears Air Conditioning. Oh, how the mighty have fallen. Sears had their little hands in everything in the 90s, right? Department stores, they had the world's largest brand of tools. Craftsman was Sears. Kenmore. Then they had their own air conditioning and their own, vinyl siding company. They had a driving school, Sears Driving School. I am a graduate of Sears Driving School.
I cannot live another day without air conditioning.
Oh, this bitch. Cuntiest wife.
I cannot live another day without air conditioning.
Says tomorrow's gonna be hotter.
Hotter?
Like yesterday.
Yesterday? Yesterday you said you'd call Sears.
I'll call today.
You call now.
You call now. I'd be like, I'm sorry, yesterday I was at work, so we can afford central air conditioning. Why don't you pick up the phone? You're a liberated woman, right?
I'll call now. Now's the time to save.
Pussy whip man. I'll call now.
I'll call now.
Then they get their air conditioning and she's all smiles.
So what's the paper say about tomorrow?
Another scorcher.
Cool.
Obviously, she doesn't have to worry about the electricity bill. That's the man's job. By the way, did you notice what music was playing in the background of that commercial?
Things are happening.
Oh, no. Not the softer side of Sears. For months, I had that fucking song stuck in my head. I can't go through this again, freaks. I'm sorry.
You'll be the first.
I'm sorry. I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight because the song's going to be in my head again. I don't recall this version. We didn't play this before. I like the ones that are a little peppier.
You'll be the first place. Always try.
Poor Sears. I don't know why I have such a soft spot for Sears. God, they had a good run. They were around for a couple hundred years or something, right? Back to this news story that has absolutely nothing to do with Sears. Men have found something to help them put on scorching hot days. Yes, freezable pants. On Amazon, a brand called Snowballs Underwear is selling scientifically backed cooling underwear. Does it really need to be scientifically backed? If you put underwear in the freezer, it's going to get cold. You put that cold underwear next to your skin, you're going to be cold. Science. The underwear comes with ice packs, dubbed snow wedges, that men are able to put in the freezer before popping them into a pouch that sits over the groin. Ooh, I like that idea. According to Snowballs, these snow wedges are ready for use after less than an hour in the freezer. After that, they'll keep him cool for about 30 minutes. The description of the product on Amazon describes the underwear as a scientifically proven, patent-pending, natural fertility solution for men attempting to conceive. But, also cools your dick and nuts on a warm summer day. Reviews on both the U.S. and U.K. Amazon websites suggest that some men are using the underwear as a way to cool themselves off in the summer. Quote, This underwear works great, providing extra support, and it feels really comfortable. One reviewer states, cooling packs help too, especially on a hot day. Another said, kept area cool when needed. However, others have complained that the ice packs didn't keep them cool for long enough. The ice packets stay cold for about 15 minutes. You're almost better off holding a cold drink with ice between your legs if you're trying to be inconspicuous. The underwear are not cheap. It's $59 for a two-pack. They are 95% cotton and 5% elastin. Elastane? Gotta have a little stretch to your underwear. What's interesting is they advertise similar products you may also be interested in. And related to the Snowball Cooling Underwear for Men is the Healthy Spirit Bariatric Incontinence Large Underwear for Men and Women, which is a product for an entirely different problem. It's like, are you trying to have children or catch the shit falling out of your loose anus? Amazon really needs to tweak their algorithms there. Second story we have for you today. Okay, men have ice packet underwear that they can use to cool down. What are women doing to beat the heat? They're fucking themselves with popsicles. And now doctors are warning, please don't do that. Don't stick freezy pops in your twat. People are so stupid. We have to go over everything. In the winter, women, please don't try to jam charcoal briquettes in your pussy and ignite them. Not a good idea. Don't warm yourself up by creating a pussy fire. So on the flip side, don't fuck yourself with popsicles. The reason this article was written in the UK is because the temperature there is like over 100 degrees. And that's an area that is usually cold and wet all the time. But no one has air conditioning, so they're just melting over there. All right, women might become so desperate for relief from the heat, they actually consider inserting ice lollies into their vagina. An expert is saying that is a really bad idea. Dr. Sarah Welsh, the co-founder of Hank's condom brand, warned women not to put the popsicles anywhere near their genitals. She said the vagina is composed of very delicate and sensitive skin. Hence, things that may seem innocent to other areas of the body, if they come in contact with the vagina, can cause infections, irritation, and damage. For instance, even just the ice can stick to the skin of the vagina and cause real trauma and damage. Maybe we should wrap the popsicle in a thin fabric so it's not, you know, not like ice touching the skin, but it's still very cold. Kind of a makeshift snowball underwear for women. Or I could just design some myself. My next $1 million idea. Frosty Camel brand women's underwear. Ting! Try all four fun and flirty styles. Arctic Clit, Winter Snatch, Blizzard Cunny, and Snow Muff. Back to the... Oh, I'm writing that down. No one steal my idea, please. Dr. Welsh continues to say that the sugar... That's what I was thinking. The sugar in the popsicle could potentially disrupt the natural pH balance of the vagina. You'll probably end up with a UTI. Guys get it from fucking their well-used, unwashed love dolls. Women get it from, you know, popsicle banging themselves. There is another added concern. Dr. Welsh says that the popsicle could actually break off inside of you. Yeah, but it would melt fast. Your body is pretty warm. Dr. Sridhara, a consultant gynecologist, seconded the words of caution and shared some advice for keeping cool in the heat without harming your genitals. Quote, my advice would be to avoid any foreign bodies in the vagina for risk of infection. I would suggest loose cotton underwear. Okay, that's not much advice. Loose cotton underwear and avoid tight clothing to prevent any irritation and dermatitis developing. A cool shower without internal douching and keeping well hydrated should suffice. Yeah, those are tips everyone knows. Wear loose, thin clothing. Take cold showers. Cold water equals cool. Give us something we can actually use. Experts, by the way, have been having to warn women of a lot of stuff recently. Just last month in June, a nurse begged ladies not to try and vacuum out their periods. Oh yeah, we read about that here on the show. After two young women were hospitalized for doing just that. I told you that was one of Distorted View's very first sketches that Joey and I did. An infomercial for the Vagivac back in 1997. Life imitates art once again. Over the last few months, females have also been urged not to put garlic up their cooch, parsley, bath bombs, and cucumbers inside of their pussy. As for the cunt vacuuming, a nurse said, your period has a steady flow of its own that for all intents and purposes, your body can tolerate. A vacuum increases the flow over 1,000 times, which your body can't tolerate, therefore sending you into shock. Yeah, I mean, it should go without saying, don't try to stick a Pekingese dog in your pussy. Final story we have for you today.
I'm going to let you know just how I feel about what a rude little pig you really are. You are a rude, thoughtless little pig, okay?
Well, you know what the sound of Alec Baldwin leaving a voicemail for his daughter means. It's time for Distorted Views, Access Entertainment Hollywood News Insider Report Extra Edition tonight.
Celebrity.
Dustin Diamond.
Entertainment.
Dave Collier.
Hollywood.
Where is Willie Ames?
Extra.
Vehicles.
I bet you guys don't know who any of those people are. Willie Ames is Bible Man. Also, Charles is his best friend and Charles in charge. Dustin Diamond, of course, is Screech. And Dave Collier is the Cut It Out guy from Family Matters. Full House. That's right, Full House. None of these people should be considered in the entertainment field. Guess that's the joke there. I got a story about Katy Perry. She's most definitely a star. After a week-long trial, a California jury has concluded that Katy Perry's Dark Horse is technically considered copyright infringement. What? She stole this song? The lawsuit was brought by Christian rapper Marcus Gray, professionally known as Flame. Oh, someone less well-known than Dave Coulier. He asserted that Perry's 2013 hit tread on his own work entitled Joyful Noise. In particular, the plaintiff alleged that the Dr. Luke-produced song took his underlying beat. Now, we've talked about a couple of these cases before. I think the most well-known and the one that's obviously, clearly copyright infringement is the Vanilla Ice Queen lawsuit, right? Queen had that song Under Pressure. And Ice Ice Baby pretty much used the same thing. There's like a one-note difference that the lawyers were clinging to there, but it was, you know, most definitely the same fucking beat, right? Now, this one, like a lot of songs that we've talked about accused of copyright infringement, I don't hear it, all right? Here's a little bit from Katy Perry's Dark Horse. You remember this song, right? It's a good song, right? It's no Softer Side of Sears, but still, not bad.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
No, what is
Katy
it?
Katy Perry.
Oh.
Juicy J. Let's rave.
I knew you were.
Okay.
You were gonna come to me. Here you are, but you better choose carefully.
Now let's listen to Joyful Noise. First of all, it's different instruments. Not the same. It's got the same sort of like cadence. Is that the right word? Well, this is slower. Plus, no one's getting confused. Like, oh my god, that's obviously Joyful Noise. Someone in the comments of the Joyful Noise song said, this is not the same notes as Dark Horse. Similar, but not the same. Regardless of her key, her goes down to the fifth at the end. Plus, this is not melodic content. It's three notes played with constant eighth. I don't know what any of that means, but it sounds legit, right? Sounds good. At trial, both Perry and Luke insisted that they never heard of Joyful Noise, while Gray pointed to his song's success in a niche market. He offered the theory that the defendants may have heard it at the Grammy Awards or seen it on YouTube or MySpace. Okay. Where the song was played millions of times. The defendants also attempted to knock the plaintiff's ownership of infringing material by pointing to how the beat was allegedly pre-existing material. Finally, Perry and Luke called experts to the witness stand in an effort to show a lack of any substantial similarity. The trial had colorful moments, from Perry offering to perform her hit live amid difficulties with the courtroom sound system, to a shooting that took place. That's pretty colorful. Just outside the courthouse on the day Dr. Luke testified. I don't think he's a real doctor. Because of the verdict, it means the case will proceed to a damage phase, which will begin Tuesday. That's where, like, where they decide how much money Flame is going to get. I'm sure he's going to donate it all to a nice Christian charity, maybe a missionary, poor kids in Africa or something. That would be the Christian thing to do. That, my friends, is your Distorted News for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Love to hear from you, freaks, and there are many ways to contact the show. show@distortedview.com. That's my email address. 206-666-4463. That's our phone number. Very important. Write it down. Put it in your favorites. Speed dial, whatever. Every time I say something stupid or brilliant or you have something to add to the program, call in. Leave a message for me. Love to hear from you, freaks. Of course, I'm all over social media at distortedview on Twitter and Instagram, facebook.com/distortedviewshow, and youtube.com/distortedviewshow. Let's check in with a few patrons now.
Hello, Cindy Henson. This is Pan Penisco, your monkey overlord. God,
Pan.
Sorry, I haven't called in a while.
I've missed your voice.
Girlfriend. Yes, Fran Franisco and I. By the way, she loves anal. I've been hanging out recently, doing a lot of Netflix and chill. And we're
What do monkeys watch on Netflix?
We're listening to your
Animal Kingdom
program. You brought up R. Kelly's Trapped in the Closet. And you know what? I have to say this. This is a hot take to me. That writing in Trapped in the Closet is better than season 8 of Game of Thrones. Fuck Dan and Dave. I'm going to go have sex in the anus.
Well, good luck with that, Pan Pataskor. You got yourself a lucky lady there. I have something to confess. I've never seen an episode of Game of Thrones. Also, I am woefully behind on Stranger Things, but I blame Lord Douche. I was trying to slow down and Well, I watched all of season one, and I didn't want to start season two without him, and then, so I had to go back and watch season one with him, but it's going very, I don't think he's that into it, so I'm just gonna forge on without him. Got two seasons worth now, till season two.
Oh, well, fuck this. Never mind.
All right, that's the second very important Patreon call. Short and to the point.
Hey, Timmy boy. I've been a listener for a while. First time I'm calling in, I wanted to give you a little ode to a necrophile. Here it goes.
Ode to a necrophile.
Bodies, bodies, I defile. That's because I'm a necrophile. Motionless and cold, I don't care. This one looks like Kojak, no fucking hair. This one died of a cancer mass. Don't care, I'm so fucking that ass. Nice and tight, but really...
I mean, what else are you going to rhyme mass with, right?
Cold. Sorry. Oh, shit, this one's 90 years old. In one hole, out the other. This one stinks like a motherfucker. Sick and tired of fucking the dead that sleep. Going back to my flock to fuck my sheep. I like that, Timmy boy.
Yeah.
Oh, and one more thing.
You've got real talent. Poets listen to the podcast.
Liberty, liberty, liberty.
Hate that fucking thing. Liberty, 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 liberty. Someone got paid. Someone came up with, like, that's the jingle they got paid for. Probably hundreds of thousands of dollars. Maybe not that much. It's worth about $10. Let's just say the name of the company five or six times. All right, that is all the time we have on this. It's no softer side of Sears. That's for fucking sure. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it OGOD?
Getting a lot of cheese build up.
Spread the distortion. STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. If you want to catch tomorrow's program, you know what to do. Sign up for the sideshow. Become a true and honorable freak. Otherwise, I will see you back here on Wednesday. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Bash his brains against the goddamn radiator!